Unlike most governors at this point in their first term, the survey found Governor Doyle is riding high with a 62% approval rating overall, with 44% of Republicans giving him the thumbs up. His popularity has dropped 6% from last year. When it comes to ranking the state's biggest problems, last year in the midst of the presidential election, jobs and the economy ranked number one. This year, poll respondents seem to feel better about the economy and more worried about taxes and government spending. St. Norbert College survey analyst Wendy Scattergood says respondents ranked education funding the second biggest problem and linked it closely to taxes.
People feel like they're paying too many property taxes, but at the same time, they also feel like education funding is too low. So there's kind of a quandary about that. I think those were kind of taking the spotlight and the economy not so much this time around.
The survey found the budget deficit was the fourth biggest problem, followed by health care, crime, and the environment, all in the single digits. UW political scientist Dennis Driesang says that's because most people think the state is doing a good job of protecting the environment, preventing crime, and providing health care. He says what's most interesting about the survey are the issues that weren't mentioned.
The things that are getting the headlines, the things that the legislative leaders are really promoting, don't even show up practically. You know, same-sex marriage, gun control, voter fraud, abortion. These are issues that really, for most people, are not as fundamental to their lives as issues like taxing and spending and education.
Voting reform and abortion do show up in a list of other problems that 6% of survey respondents listed. The survey also asked whether people expected to be better off financially in the next year. Only 42% said they did. That's a 15% drop from last year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.